Have a seat. Good morning. That was a pretty lame good morning back. I mean, pretty lame. This sounds like a 7:30 worship service. So I'm going to say it one more time because I've had half a pot of coffee and three cans of Red Bull. I'm geeked, I'm charged, I'm ready to go. So good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. It's a big day today on campus. This is the day that some of you and some who aren't here are going to find out at 3 o'clock where your vicarage assignment will be. Others of you and some who aren't here are going to be here at 7 o'clock, and you're going to find out where your first call is. So I imagine there's some rapidly beating hearts today. I can imagine some of you are filled with excitement, maybe a little bit of trepidation, but certainly wonder. And I will tell you, I assure you, I promise you, that this day you will remember forever. Even when you get to be the age of Dr. Meyer, you will remember this day. And I encourage some of you, if you're guests of ours, if you have the opportunity, and if he has the opportunity to visit with you, please spend a few minutes with Dr. Meyer. The dude is filled with all kinds of relevant information. Why, over coffee just last week, he shared some things about Methuselah's funeral that I was unaware of. Just saying. I'm going to do something a little bit different today, at least a little bit different. In fact, I've never done this before. What I want to do is share with you parts of Jesus' high priestly prayer, some verses. And then after that, I'm going to repray this prayer in my words and apply them to this day. So, John chapter 17, selected verses, they're in your worship folder. Jesus is praying here. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as you and I are one. So we pray. Father, we can feel it. The excitement, the anticipation, the restlessness are all in the air today. It's call day here at our seminary. And many of our students, well, who am I trying to kid here? These men and women are not ours, never have been. They're yours. Over the course of their time here, our marvelous faculty have imparted your character to these students. And now they are ready to go and do as you have called them, to leave. Some for a year and some, well, maybe a bit longer than that. Your word is precious to them, and through us, your Spirit has helped them discover the powerful nature of your word. Your Son gave your word to his disciples, and the world hated it because of it. Because that's what the world does. Hate. The world hates your son. Even the mere mention of his name generates hate in and throughout the world. As your son prayed that you would protect his disciples from the evil one, we pray that these, your servants, the students soon leaving here, would be protected by you, and that they would always remember your great love for them, even as the world hates and despises them. Please build a hedge of protection around them. And for those that are married, dear God, we ask that a hedge be built surrounding those marriages. And we pray that these students now being sent show the world and teach the world about your love. A love that is so deep and so wide and so high, it is so vast it cannot be measured nor comprehended. And it is this love, this unconditional love that you have for people you created in your image. And we ask for your Spirit to help us all to share this love and live this love. Your Son told his disciples and us too that we are in this world but not of the world. Please send your Spirit to strengthen these men and women and us in our faith, as the temptations of the devil are vast and he seeks to devour all those that call your Son Lord. Your Son prayed not only for his followers, but for all those who would believe in him through their word. That means he prayed for us. That's our prayer too. Many of us right now can reflect on that one person or persons who gladly shared your precious word with us. Some that are here right now may even remember their baptism. I can't. You blessed me with wonderful Christ-centered parents who read and taught and talked and lived your word. May these, your graduates and your vicars, read and teach and speak and live your word in the world where they are being sent. We ask that your Holy Spirit always place your words in their mouths. And as they preach and teach, the listeners hear you as their voice is used by you. And as Jesus prayed for unity, we do as well. We live in such a broken and fragmented world. We live in a church body that too is fragmented. And sin is the cause. So our prayer is that these, your students, and all of us here, reflect on what does unite us: your word, your grace, and the one true faith. Your precious word tells us that your Son is the way and the truth and the life, and that no one comes to you unless it is through him. So for these students being sent, we ask that as they are sent in you so that the world would believe that your Son truly is your Son. For those of us remaining, dear God, we ask that in all we do, Jesus is seen in our actions and heard from our lips. The glory you gave your Son, he gave to his followers, and he is right now passing this glory on to our friends that will soon be leaving. And this glory is not about them, but about you and being unified with you and with us. Keep away, dear God, the strong temptation to add to your word, that they and we would not add our words and say they are yours. For your departing students on this call day, we thank you that we have had the opportunity to know them and to love them and to pray for them. And may they always reflect on our oneness with them and our collective oneness with you. We ask that those leaving experience the true joy of ministry. And as they depart, many of us remain with open arms and open hearts to welcome back those currently serving on Vicarage. And we stand united in you to welcome all who come here in the precious, unique, and holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.